Hello, everyone. This is Craig from the OneLiner.com podcast. With me, as always, Scott Morris.
Hello.
And Drew Tavendale.
Hello.
You'll probably look at the running length of this and think something's gone terribly wrong with our feed or with your podcasting software of choice. But the news on the street is that the OneLiner.com is being put out to pasture.
Yes.
Yes.
It is going to sleep.
It's going to sleep. And it's going to sleep for a long, long time. It's actually been put down humanely. You'll be going to a farm
where it can live a long and happy life.
Yes. That's right.
You won't be listening to it anymore.
All podcasts go to heaven.
It's going to shady meadows, and there it will stay until it is food for the worms. The reason we're retiring the OneLiner.com podcast is, and the website actually, is that due to constraints of geographical and also, I guess, time-based, schedule-based nature.
Yes.
It's become increasingly difficult for us to deliver timely content around the topic of current releases in the cinema. You'll have noticed that our last few podcasts, we've been scrabbling to try and get back on some sort of timescale, and it's not really been working out. So we've decided that OneLiner.com and its associated podcast should go away.
Yes.
Probably be burned at the stake, but from its ashes, triumphantly, shall rise a new website. And a new podcast, which we'll be launching, Fuds on Film. And we will be basing that around, Drew?
Well, a selection of themed podcasts.
There you go. Themed podcasts. So we'll be looking at separate topics rather than current and new releases in the cinema and on demand, which will give us, probably fair to say, a chance to explore things in a bit more depth, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and hopefully be a bit more interesting. And give us a little bit more room for manoeuvre with humour, because probably with the exception of Scott, Drew, I think I speak for us both when I say probably off the cuff, our comic performance isn't quite what it is when we've had time to prepare. So hopefully it'll be a more entertaining podcast as well, Scott.
Yeah, and it should also give us an opportunity to talk about films that we've given some distance from, because when you're talking about films we've only just recently seen, it's sometimes very difficult to actually judge how it fits into the grand scheme of things. So this should give us an opportunity to, with a bit of distance, see exactly how things work out in the long term, give us a bit more considered approach on some of the films that we've talked about and seeing how they fit into the grand scheme of film overall. Mm. So hopefully expect a bit more depth and the usual hijinks and nonsense that you've come to expect from us over our 100-odd podcasts.
Yep, that's it exactly. The idea perhaps being retrospective, both in terms of our opinions and in some episodes, I suspect, in Hollywood and other film markets in general.
Cool. So Scott, from a technical standpoint, if you're a subscriber to the OneLiner.com podcast and a visitor to the website, what, if anything, do our listeners need to do to change over to Fuds on Film?
I think probably the best thing to do will be to check out the website, fudsonfilm.com. It will be give you any instructions you need there. You can listen to it on the site. And of course, if you go to iTunes and search for Fuds on Film, by the time this is released, that should be available for you as well. So either search on iTunes or check out the website for various other ways to add it into your podcast catching software of choice.
That's FUD with 1D.
Yes.
Yes, for our American friends, it's not the Elmer variety.
Yes.
It's FUDSONFILM. But we'll put that in the show notes for this, right?
Indeed.
Yes, so that'll be in the show notes for this podcast. So for those of you who have borne witness to our ramblings for the past 100 and how many episodes?
If you are generous and count this as a full episode, then this is episode 123. A podcast that we've been running since, what was it, 2007?
2007, yeah.
Scarily enough, 2007. So if you've borne testimony to our ramblings for any of the last 8 years, obviously on a serious note, thank you very, very much for putting up with us. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope you will enjoy the new format and that you'll come with us on our exciting new journey. Yes, thank you for putting up with us for the last 8 years or so. Obviously, if you'd like to get in touch, all of the contact details for Fuds on Film will be on the website and in the show notes as well for this.
Indeed, you'll find us on Twitter at Fuds on Film. There's a Facebook page. We'll get onto that when we actually get to the Fuds on Film podcast. But to reiterate, fudsonfilm.com. Go there or don't.
Go there or don't. It's entirely up to you. But obviously, if you choose not to, Drew, we'll send the boys round.
And we'll probably cry ourselves to sleep.
Yes, and we are the boys, and nobody wants us turning up on their doorstep, so there you go. So, yeah, for one last time, I have been Craig, Scott was Scott.
Thanks for listening.
Drew was Drew.
Thank you for listening.
And get it right up, yous. Hopefully, we'll hear from you again soon. Bye-bye.